Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Let me start, as other colleagues now did before me, by stating that the Austrian position is that international humanitarian law applies without reservation in outer space. IHL is part of international law, which according to Article 3 of the Outer Space Treaty fully applies to all activities in the use of outer space. We follow here the argumentation of the ICRC, which was outlined in their excellent working paper and in today's presentation. Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty. Hello? Sorry? Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty establishes that space operations have to be conducted with due regard to the corresponding interests of all other state parties, and therefore establishes the protection of space objects in outer space. But in cases of conflict, the principles of IHL apply fully. In this regard, distinction, proportionality, and precaution of attacks are essential and must be fully observed. Similarly, objects indispensable to the survival of the civilian population have to be protected during military operations, also in outer space. In our view, the OEWG can contribute in creating a better understanding what kind of outer space systems fall under this category. As discussed on previous days of this session, the issue of dual use and a clear segregation of civilian and military uses and capabilities is one of the main challenges in relation to this topic. We are particularly concerned about the conduct of cyber attacks and other soft skill attacks on space objects. In the context at hand, the impact of such attacks on civilians on Earth is the same, no matter the nature of the attack. At the same time, we need to ascertain accountability. And this is an aspect that is more difficult, as experience in the area of cybersecurity has shown in previous years. Furthermore, the notion of attack in this context in outer space, where objects might be disabled without direct damage to the space object itself, merits further and in-depth discussion. We are pleased that the impact on the natural environment is mentioned in the title of our topical discussion today. Many delegations and Undersecretary Nakamitsu have underlined the importance of space technology for the SDGs and for climate action. Here we also want to refer to the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques, which specifically refer to outer space. An important point made by Ms. Steer this morning, as well as the ICRC, is the application of the law of neutrality in outer space. It might be no surprise that Austria is of the position that the law of neutrality must be observed under any circumstances, be it on Earth or in outer space. Thank you.